Is falling out of love? What can I do to stop divorce? Stay tuned.
Anyway.
Dramatic boy.
You gotta give them the drama. You gotta let them, you know, because they experience, whoever is watching this is experiencing this, and it must hurt. Have you ever had a guy fall out of love with you?
Nah, I've never experienced that.
You didn't know?
Well,
you have experienced it.
You fell out of love with me?
Of course, duh.
I was delusional.
Why were you hungry? Why did you start your hunger?
You were
6 complacent. Years, 5 years.
Was it really that you fell out of love with me?
Well, how
you
everybody?
Were just comfortable. Because sometimes it's not.
Here's the thing. I think it's a mix of everything. You know, but you know something new now. You saw Will Smith talk about this. Okay. Sometimes a man is determined to not want divorce. It's just not in our books. You know, even if that means. What will make a man get to a place that let her just be the mother of her child? You okay? She said to show you how to do so.
Are we talking?
Hell yeah, we're recording.
No, we're not. Yes, I'm scratching my throat.
Hello.
Stop it.
What will make a man? We started, baby. We said, yeah. But anyway, what
you're
will make?
You're so wrong.
I know. Sorry. What will make a man
really?
Get to a place? What will make a man get to a place where they said, let her just take care of her babies? You're hungry.
Right?
Not hungry, H factor. Angry. Right? Right? I do say hungry, but I use H factor a lot. But what would make a man get to a place where they said, just let her take care of her kids?
They're not attracted, they're disconnected.
Yeah, it's a mix of everything.
Yeah, they're not in the in love experience.
They're not in the in love experience. Because when they're in the in love experience, remember that when we first met? When I would do anything, and that you used to call it complacency, but that fell off. You know, that fell off to the point that you were pregnant, and I was able to walk out on you. Right.
So what happened?
Huh?
What happened?
Well, it's a mix of everything. Like as I was saying, a man fall out of love with you, but you didn't realize that that's what's happening. So you get hungry with them, and then you have a misery type of marriage, basically. So now, what you were saying is that you haven't had man say to you that, I'm just out of love.
Or maybe I just didn't see it that way. I feel like, to me, I feel like men, when they do the chasing and they get what they want, they just take things for granted at times. So it's not necessarily like, oh, they're feeling like, oh, I'm the man. I could do this, I could do that. That's how I saw it.
What about if
like,
a man is giving? Invisible. What about if a man is giving attention to other women out there?
Well, it's there's something wrong with that.
Something is wrong with that,
right?
So a man, for a man to get to a place, and it's only extremely it's only
a man
emotional man
after a year get into a mode like that. That's a to the extent that your wife is pregnant and that's when you
let me give it
blood,
to you like this. Have you ever heard the saying from the elders that say, in a marriage, you will fall in and out of love multiple times?
I have heard that.
All right, so everybody has gone through the high five.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying. Okay.
Oh, okay.
Everybody has gone through that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not every time that it gets to a place where we say it out in words.
So basically, if you fall out of love, that shouldn't be the other person's responsibility.
No.
Okay, so there's no reason for falling out of love.
No, in a marriage,
right?
Naturally, in a marriage, if you have oversupply of anything, you fall out of love with the team.
Right.
When they don't always come up, when they're not showing up just to give. If I see, we're coming from a place of knowledge and wisdom and experience and pain. Now we value what we have, right?
Because now we had to suffer.
Because we've lost it.
Yeah.
And then we're just one of the few lucky ones to get it back.
Right.
So because of that, we value. We're not gonna do it. But complacency, as you called it earlier, that comes into every marriage. Falling out of love is a given. In every marriage, because the in love experience you had and day one is temporary anyway. You're gonna fall out of that 1-2 years into it,
right? And I do get it, and I don't want to compare it to, you know, material things. It's just like
it's
getting
thing.
A brand new BMW.
Yes,
you know, the way you feel the first day, second day, that you're not gonna feel that way.
It's better you feel that way because people will act out of empathy a little bit more.
If you understand
that, instead of judging each other. You see what
and
I'm saying?
And blaming each other. Yeah.
If you bought a brand new BMW,
yeah,
for the first 1 week, you will see BMW everywhere.
Right.
Because we're in love.
Right.
I experienced
that.
It's like I never seen BMW before.
Right.
I saw it everywhere.
Your car everywhere.
And then a year later, once that stupid thing started collecting money from me, right?
You were like,
you know, so the problem with a lot of people in marriage, they go into it without the knowledge, you know, and honestly, it's hard to not go into it without knowledge because you're in love. Your brain can't really receive any additional knowledge outside of the fact that it's in love.
Right.
You know, so you get into it, you realize that, oh, it's just her. It's just him. It's there now. You're not saying that exactly in words, but your actions will start
showing that. Your action shows that, yes. Yeah. Okay.
So everyone has fallen in and out of love. And if you ever experience your husband being complacent or your wife, that is in fact one of the evidences that they are out of love. If they say, I'm just tired tonight, I don't care how tired they are. If they say, I'm just tired tonight, right? There's a chance, and you've heard that repeatedly. If you gain that over and over, somebody's tired, they don't want to touch you, that's part of it, you know, to a certain level. Nothing is absolute.
Mm-hmm.
There's always in between, you know. It's a mixture of that, the kids, you can just go to hell for now, you know.
Right.
It's all of that, but it's still all falling
out of love. Interesting.
Know? So, but anyway, we got this quick question here. This person is, what if your husband tells you he's falling out of love with you because he's not happy with the life he has with you? I want to pay attention to him saying he's not happy with the life he has with you. You don't hold our happiness.
He's blaming his own issues on his partner.
Anytime somebody says that to you, they're like, oh, I'm sorry to hear that. And I'm sorry to hear that. Anyway, I have to go to work. I have to go work on some. I have to go write that chapter today right now. Switch topics because it's not really your responsibility. That's his personal issue.
Yeah.
Now he said with you, but basically you know better. You don't owe him any type of happiness. He needs to make himself happy, just like you need to make yourself happy.
Yeah.
So why did I say you need to go write that chapter? Maybe writing a book is your purpose. Whatever your purpose is, switch topic and go focus on that for now. Give him space, time. That's what he's asking for.
Right.
See, when people ask for space and time, people think it's the end of the world.
Yeah.
A lot of time, most time, they don't say it in words. They say it like this. I'm just not happy right now.
Mm-hmm.
Or he's just trying to be mean. He's not happy with you. The last thing you want to do is overreact. Because if he says he's not happy with you, that's kind of personal.
Mm-hmm.
And you have the right to take that personally. But don't. Because it's not going to benefit you. Because you're going to be like, what do you mean?
Mm-hmm.
I'm the one that's not making you happy. You take your personal, you overreact. Well, you guys will go into a vicious cycle of unnecessary arguments and, you know. But the core thing you need to understand here, you don't owe him happiness.
That's
being
right.
Happy with you, yes, that statement is kind of designed to be personal so you can feel a stick. You know, don't catch it. All right? Because there's a whole chapter here about overreaction. Don't react to it. Because once you react to it the wrong way, that will be your responsibility now, right? And then whatever comes after that, you have to be responsible. You will feel that pain even a lot more than just walking away from that. Now, the other thing I need to mention, a man who is a 3% man will not tell you you're not making them happy because they know better. They know that you don't owe them happiness.
Has nothing to do with them, yeah.
Right. So even if you're showing up the wrong way, maybe you're misbehaving or something, he will be more concerned with listening to you to find out why you're behaving that way. But sounds like this man is not in that position. You need to give him space first. Once he comes back, he's going to come back. He wants to smash. Right? Once he comes back, I always laugh at that because men were just so predictable.
Mm-hmm.
And I wish men, women would understand that.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to come back and wants to smash. Once it comes out, he wants to smash. If you are up for it, as long as you're getting it for you, sure, go for it. But at the end of that, make sure you let him know that we need to work on ourselves. There's a few things I feel like we can do a lot more better job.
It's a negotiate.
I have this book that was really interesting, and I think we should read it together. Go download this. It's free. Get My Marriage Back and get you guys reading this 10 to 15 times. Okay? Now, let's keep going here. He's now seeing another girl from his old job. Well, we didn't see that coming. All right. So he's involved in an affair. All right. I don't know what to do. I feel helpless. What do you say, Heaven? What says you here?
You feel helpless because you're panicking.
Yeah.
You need to stop.
Is it that simple? Why are you saying it like it's some simple stuff?
It's not simple, but you feeling helpless is not going to stop him from seeing the other girl. In fact, it's going to keep seeing the girl. It's going to make it worse.
Yeah, if you keep feeling helpless. Because
now he knows that you are needy. Yeah. And that's the last thing.
Because when you feel helpless, you show your actions show that.
Right.
You know, and that reveals a lot more than what we thought. Because chances are you're overreacting. Chances are that's why he's saying he's falling out of love.
He's going to say, oh, that's exactly the reason why I'm doing it.
Because if you're not nagging, even if a man is having an affair, he's not going to say he's falling out of love. A man can be having an affair and not be out of love with you, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
That's possible. Don't ask me why, but it's possible. You know.
This is man we're talking about.
Is it beneficial? No, that's not beneficial, right?
Mm-hmm.
But if you feel helpless and you type this, chances are you're already showing up with anxiety and you're reacting in fear and anxiety. And that means nagging in real life. And he's found the need to tell you, like, you know what? I'm just not in love with you anymore.
Right.
You know. Now, if he said that, that is a big deal. So it is very, very important for you to work on yourself right now. Your self-respect, you know. To work on self-development. You need to focus on self-development indefinitely. Like I said earlier, that is still true. He's going to come back and want to smash, okay? But when he comes back, he needs to be able to see you showcase self-confidence.
Right.
Just like when you first met, okay? And that doesn't mean punish him with sex, okay? Unless you are not attracted. That's a different topic entirely, right?
Right.
But if you're attracted, take advantage of your attraction to your husband to get what you want, okay? Because he wants it, you're going to give to him, right? But you're going to take advantage to say, hey, I have a suggestion. We should go through some things together. You know, we should counsel him. We should do some coaching, some marriage coaching together. And if you feel like you've been wrong, maybe you've always nagged and stuff like that, it may not be a bad idea to actually apologize one time, no more than that. And say, you know, write a whole letter. You could write a letter of apology and say, I know I haven't been the easiest person. Whatever, in your own words, right?
Mm-hmm.
To say, right now, what I want to do is I want us to work on the marriage.
Yeah.
Okay? And see what he says. Okay? Basically, you're becoming a salesperson for a second there, but it's real. Okay? This is real stuff. And see what he says about that. And if he says, I'm just going to need some time, guess what you got to give him?
Time.
Yeah. Guess what you got to give yourself too?
Time.
You know, more importantly, you need to give yourself that gift of time to work on yourself because... Yeah. It's true. He may need some time to see the change in you because that would be the right time for you to really work on this yourself and you can single-handedly get your marriage to where you need it to be. All right? So, he tries to argue with me on every issue. Well, she can't try to argue with me.
Mm.
You know why? Because I won't take the bait. It takes two people to argue, you know. If she started to argue with me and she like is that she gets sarcastic with the first statement, am I gonna have to remind you to take that garbage out? I was like, babe, you need the garbage to go out? I got you, man. I got you.
That shuts it down.
There's no argument. Okay. Well, let's say the garbage just filled up today and she's just using that to abuse. I was like, you know what? It's okay to get to a place to say, I'm not gonna tolerate you talk to me like that. You need to rephrase that statement. But I got you on the garbage. Because again, you don't want to be a doormat.
Mm-mm.
Right? And if you continue to let them abuse you, that will decrease attraction as well too.
Yeah.
Alright, so he threatens divorce every other day and I won't be able to survive that.
Says who?
Yes, you can survive that. And you need to feel like you can survive divorce before you can attract your marriage back.
Yeah.
If you don't feel like you can survive divorce, you will push him more and more away.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you will push
it
more.
And that shows how weak you are. You need to work on yourself.
So, it sounds to me like you need to get the book, okay? It's free. GetMyMarriageBack.com and download it. Click share. If we said anything that made sense to you, please like this video because it allows everybody else to see it. And comment your comments below. And hopefully you've been enlightened and educated. We'll see you on the next one.